Succession number 20510, Reel 6.
Many times. Thanked him for getting me through.
Did you come into contact or hear about conscientious objectors?
No. No. Not that I'm aware of. No.
Did people express opinions about them? Did you ever talk about them?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any reason for us to talk about it within the unit. I mean, we're so proud of being in the regiment, I think, that once we're in it, they didn't even think about other people so much. I mean, 53rd Recce was the finest regiment in the British Army, wasn't it? The same as any other regiment. A member of any other regiment thinks their regiment is the best in the British Army.
What about wartime strikers, profiteers? Must have heard about them being at home.
Yes. Well, I suppose I don't so much mind those people who were home with specific jobs to do, because we couldn't have done our jobs without them, such as factories and factory workers and engineers. But I did feel a bit uptight about people who are making a much more fortune out of it. And
like, who would that be?
Well, people who were nothing when we knew them. And you come out and they've got a factory built or somewhere. And, you know, I mean, take for instance, an uncle of mine by marriage, he was a mattress maker. And he finished up as a millionaire making mattresses for the British Army, palliasses and things like that. You see, that's what I feel. I mean, I resented my brothers not going in the army. My two oldest brothers, my two younger ones went in the Navy eventually. My two oldest brothers, I didn't resent them so much, but I mean, I was earning £1 a week and they were earning about £5 a week in an engineering job, you know, which was a lot of money in those days.
What did they say to you? What did you say to them?
I didn't say anything. I didn't used to criticise them, but I mean, I wouldn't do actually. I'm not that type, really. But I felt it a little bit of resentment, you know. Because I mean, I came home and I felt that I couldn't. They could buy everybody a drink, but I couldn't. You know, I had to watch pennies I spent. That's the trouble. And I suppose I'll be all my life, actually, I've had more pleasure in giving than taking.
Peter Harbour, Reel 6. So, after you were in Hamburg and then Dusseldorf, what happened then?
Well, I think I told you earlier that there were 20 NCOs supposed to be coming back to England with the intention of being made up to sergeants and posted out to West Africa. We left the regiment, I don't remember the dates, and it took us about 2 months to reach England. We went to Catterick Camp, where we were given 14 days disembarkation and 14 days embarkation, ready to go to West Africa. 3 weeks after I was home, I had a notification to return to Catterick Camp, where the draft had been cancelled.
Then you went on to
Longcross. Then I
went on to Longcross.
Yeah. And what happened after that? Well, I was made up a sergeant there, not before we left Catterick. And at that camp, it was a fighting vehicle proving establishment, which had every vehicle in the British Army was examined and tested before it went into service. And the Centurion tank was one of them that had never been in action before, but we had them there doing tests on them.
How big a camp was that?
Well, it was half civilians and half military. Not exceptionally big, but...
What jobs were the civilians doing?
Well, they were being demobbed from the army after them and coming back as civilians, you see. So they were just carrying on the job they'd been doing before. But they also had the civilians there from around the local district, office work and things like that. So
when you were proving the vehicles, I mean, did you have designers and...
We had technicians on the vehicles. I was only there as a vehicle commander, sort of direct the vehicle. During that period, I mean, we were going up and down hills and down into valleys and everything, testing their climbing power and everything. And while that was being done, there were technicians there with their monitors and everything to checking everything, the engine and everything else, and proving that they were suitable for the job.
So, apart from Centurion tanks, what other vehicles were you?
I didn't have a lot to do with the others, but they did. They tested that all wheel vehicles, all the army wheeled vehicles and track vehicles. But the Centurion was the only thing that I went on at that time.
And was that very much the Centurion tank that went into commission?
Yes. Yeah. There'd only 12 built when we were in Longcross. But I was very fortunate. I mean, I played football for the camp and everything, and I used to have long weekends, and I got to know the sergeant in charge of a MT sergeant, and he used to have a vehicle every weekend. He lived down at Longcross, Longdon, between here and Cheltenham, isn't it? And he used to bring two of us up. He used to drop one off at Cheltenham, the White Horse at Cheltenham, and he used to bring me so far up, and then I used to get a lift up here. Then I used to go have a ride back to Cheltenham to pick him up at the White Horse and the other fellow. Well, of course, he was an old soldier, so he was being demobbed about 6 months before me. And he put me on the right road to have the vehicle to come home every weekend myself. Put it down to start testing. So I used to have to go and see the MT officer and say, all right, this weekend. And he said, how many miles are you going to do? And I used to put mileage down and report when I got back. And that was tire testing on. So I used to have a vehicle every weekend to come home in.
What sort of vehicle was it?
It was only a pickup, you know.
That's okay.
Oh, it was wonderful.
So after Longcross halt, where did you go after that?
I was demobbed from there.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me about being demobbed then.
The time I came out or... Before I came out, do
you
want?
Before you came out, yeah.
I don't think it was really a natural process. I think we were issued with our demob suits and...
So where were you when you were demobbed?
I was at Longcross.
Right.
Oh, yes, we were demobbed from there. And issued with our demob suits and everything else. And our redundancy money and... bought me my first tool set that I was able to get.
Can you remember the date?
Only the fact it was during November, but I can't. It's about the 20th, I think, but I can't specifically pin it down to a day.
Did you have to hand in your kit?
Yes, unfortunately, I did. I'd have loved to have kept some of it. I wish I had now, because a lot of other lads did, you know. I mean, I know a fellow who's got his complete battle dress. I mean, they wouldn't fit me now, of course. I mean, about 6 inches wider in the waist than I was then. But we did a show at the Swan Theatre, and I did a lot of the ground, the scenery down there. And it was a wartime thing, and I used all my army demob books and the things to make a display in the foyer and everything. I would have liked to have had the other stuff, you know, a few of the army, the old gear.
What was your demob suit like?
Quite good, really. Yes, it was quite good. It was a bit of a pinstripe thing, but sort of navy or black, I can't remember. But it was quite a nice suit, really. And it fitted me.
Did you get a choice of what suit you had?
I think we did, if I remember. Not much. I think we could have grey or black, I think. Or whatever, it was blue or grey or black.
Did you wear it when you got home?
I did, very much so. And, I mean, I didn't get comments on it either. I know it was the mob suit, but, I mean, you had a few remarks passed occasionally, but nothing to worry about.
So...
At least I used to say, well, I've got one, you haven't been in to get one.
What did you know about pensions or payments that you would get when you were demobbed?
Very little. I mean, no pension scheme, was there? Not really.
What did they give you when you left?
I think it was... Cash wise, I think I had £65.
Oh, it's another of yours, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I used to like my. I like this little table.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's something else in this.
You made that.
Well,
there's
another one.
Oh, it's another of yours, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.